Hello, my name is Julie Branch. I am the pre-anesthesia screening coordinator and also a wellness champion at San Juan Regional Medical Center. Today, I have the privilege to talk about something simple but powerful, meal prepping. Meal prepping isn't just about food. It's about creating a healthier lifestyle, lowering stress, saving money, and even preventing chronic illness. In today's busy world, we eat often takes a back seat. We grab fast food, skip meals, or make last-minute choices that don't always serve our health. But with a little planning, meal prepping can completely change how we fuel our bodies and how we feel every day. Let's start with the why. One, let's save some money. Cooking at home is far cheaper than eating out or grabbing takeout. Buying ingredients in bulk and using what you already have reduces food waste. Over time, these savings accumulate, making meal prep a financially smart habit for individuals and families alike. Just $7 a day adds up to $2,555 a year. Next, why is save time. Imagine cooking once or twice a week instead of scrambling every night. Prepping ahead means fewer grocery store trips, fewer dishes, and more time for things you enjoy. Part three is healthier eating. When you prepare your own meals, you can take control of ingredients, portions, and cooking methods. This means less salt, less sugar, and fewer processed foods. Habits that help prevent chronic illnesses like diabetes, heart disease, and obesity. And like money, calorie savings. Eating just 250 less calories a day can add up to a 26-pound weight loss in 1 year. The other why is reducing decision fatigue. We make hundreds of decisions a day, and food is a big one. Meal prepping eliminates the daily stress of what's for dinner, because you already know dinner is made and waiting for you when you get home. Now, how do you actually meal prep? There's no one right way, just methods you can adapt to your lifestyle. Examples are make-ahead meals. Prepare complete dishes in advance, like lasagna or soup, and freeze or refrigerate to reheat later. There's also batch cooking. Cook large quantities of one food, like chicken or rice, and divide them into portions. You can also use a rotisserie chicken, save yourself on cooking, and you can shred that up, use it throughout the week. You also have individually portioned meals. Package balanced meals into containers so you can grab and go. This is exceptionally helpful for work or school lunches. Staple cooking, prepping basics like roasted veggies, quinoa, or boiled eggs, then mix and match throughout the week for a variety of meals. These methods make it flexible, so you don't need to spend hours in the kitchen. Even one or two prepped meals can make a huge difference. Let's get some healthy ideas for cooking. So what does it look like in real life? Breakfast. How about Greek yogurt parfait with berries, overnight oats, or egg muffins? For lunch, you can grill up some chicken and change up dressing varieties for great salads throughout the week. Turkey wraps and taco bowls are also quick examples for lunch. Don't forget snacks, apple slices with almond butter or carrot sticks with hummus, a pear with some measured out mixed nuts are great examples. And last but not least, dinner. Bake some salmon with quinoa and roasted veggies, or beef or tofu stir fry and some brown rice. These meals are all balanced with lean protein, whole grains, vegetables, and healthy fats. Not only are they satisfying, but they also provide steady energy, helping reduce cravings, stabilizing blood sugar, and supporting long-term health. To make it even easier, I recommend creating a menu sheet. Write down 3 or 4 days of meals at a time. Use a meal prep planner or app. There's plenty on the internet. And don't forget your snacks. Make it fun. Try new recipes or swap lunches with the meal prep buddy. This gives you structure, but also variety. Remember, the goal isn't perfection, it's consistency. Meal prep is easier when you're organized also. Making grocery lists ensures you don't overspend or forget essentials. Focus on your basics. Proteins like chicken, fish, eggs, and lean beef. Carbs such as rice, oats, and sweet potatoes. Get a variety of vegetables, fruits, and berries. And don't forget your healthy fats like nuts, olive oil, and avocado. Storage is a good investment. It'll last you a long time, especially if you have containers that are glass with lids. mason jars, or even reusable silicone bags. These make your fridge look organized, keep your food fresher, and make it easy to grab meals on the go. Don't forget to label containers with dates and what's inside of them, especially if you're freezing. In closing, meal prepping isn't about being perfect. It's about creating a foundation for healthier living by saving money, reducing stress, eating better, and gaining control over your meals. You're also taking steps to prevent chronic illness, improve energy, and invest in long-term wellness. Start small. Prep one or two meals a week. Build consistency over time. Before long, you'll find that meal prepping doesn't just change your plate, it changes your lifestyle. I hope these tips and tricks will help you with your healthier lifestyle journey. Thank you for listening and enjoy the rest of your day.